Mara, just one ha'ara. And that is, so the context over here, not to lose focus. Hard sometimes to keep the cheshbon of the digression of the Gemara. It's especially hard when you're learning Agadat the Gemara. So had we come to Adam Marisha and Kai and Hevel, it's because we're learning a sugya of Dinei Nefashos, or rather love the sugya. And we're up to where the Edom are going to come in and they're going to testify and they're going to tell Bezden that we know Reuven is Chayav Misa. Al Pishnayim Edom Yakum Davar, as long as the Drishas and the Chakiras, everything checks out, Bezden's going to be Mekabel the Edos and they're going to kill Reuven. So before we kill Reuven, we have to make sure these Edom are telling the truth. So we give them a Musa Shmuz. We do the best we could possibly do. And we try to spook them. We scare them. We intimidate them. We interrogate them. That's what we do to try to get them to understand the severity of what it is that they're getting themselves involved in. And we tell them about the value of one life. Called the Meyachicha. And that's why Adam was never Yechidi. Shekholam Abed Nefesh Achis Miyisrael. Kilu Ibeid Oyvam Mole. Etc. Etc. The very end, at the very end of the Mishnah, last line, says the Mishnah Lefichach, it's for that reason, called Echad Ve'echad Chayiv Loimer. Every person is obligated to say, Beshvili Nivra Ha'olam, that the world was created for me. Now, Poshit Pshat, when you read the Mishnah, what does it mean, Lefichach, every person is obligated to say? It's not so much related to the context of the Mishnah. It's more that Adam was Nivra Yechidi. So a person should say, Beshvili Nivra Ha'olam. I'm not just an ordinary person. Beshvili Nivra Ha'olam. It could be the whole world was created for me. Because a whole world can technically come from me. But not that this is part of the shmooze that we're giving the aid. But if you look at the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam is in Hilchas Sanhedrin. It's Perek Yud Beis Halacha Gimel. The Rambam is describing Ketzad Ma'ayman Al Eidei Nefashos. And the Rambam quotes Kemat verbatim our Mishnah. And I'm going to skip to the bottom of it. They tell him Lefichach Nivra Adam Yichidi Ba'Olam LaLamed Shechalam Abed Nefesh Achas Ma'ala Olav Kilu Ibed Olam Mali V'Chalam Kayim Nefesh Achas Ma'ala Olav Kilu Kayim Olam Mali Harei Kol Boya Olam B'Tzuras Adam Arishan Hei Nivram Ve'Ein Pnei Echad Mehem Doim Lefnei Chaveroi Lefichach. We tell the Eden Kol Echad Ve'Echad Yochol Loimer Not Chayev But Yochol Loimer B'Shvili Nivra Olam. In the Rambam, it's Mavur, that last line in the Mishnah is not just Agav. We're talking about how man was created Yechidi, and how the whole world came from one person. So it's a merit. The value of one life is incredible. That's not Bederech Agav. This is all part of the script. This is what we tell the Edim. We tell the Edim that a person has an obligation to say, Bishvili Nivra Olam. So I saw Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in a shmuz, in Sichas Musar, makes this diyuk in the Rambam, and says, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, what was the Musar? I understand the Musar, Kol Ma'abi Nefesh Achis Miyisrael, Kilu Ibedon, don't kill him, because if you kill him, it's terrible. But what does Bishvili Nivra Olam have to do? What does Bishvili Nivra Olam have to do with the Musa Shmuz? And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says, Bekitzer, something that I saw Reb Yankel Galinsky in the Igadata says a little bit more Ba'arichos in Parshas Vayeshev. And that is, it's in the context of Yosef HaTzadik and Eishes Poitifas. So Eishes Poitifas is trying to will Yosef in to do a really terrible Avera, and Yosef is fighting himself. It's not easy, but he's fighting himself. And he quotes a Medrash. The Medrash is in Bereishis Rabbah, Pei Zayin Hei. Amr Allah, Yosef turns to Eishes Poitifar and he tells her as follows. Rogel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is boicher me'ahuve beis abba loyla. I want to tell you a little bit about my family. My father, his name is Yaakov Avinu. His father was Yitzchak. His father was Avram Avinu. He says, my father was a Navi. You know what a Navi means? HaKadosh Baruch Hu would come and he would communicate with him. Sometimes in a dream, sometimes during the day. He goes, I have a Zayde Yitzchak Avinu that Hashem chose. He wanted him to be a carbon oil. He says, you expect me to do an Avera like this? This was the tshuva that Yosef HaTzadik gave Eishes Poitifar. This is what he told. He says, you know who I am? You know a little bit about my history, my background? He goes, you think I'm not a regular person. I didn't come from, I was sold. I come from a family. I don't know where they are now. But the point is that you're talking to the wrong person. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Reb Yankel Galinsky says it also. He says, what was he trying to say? He was just trying to say, you're missing the boat, Eishes Poitifar. I understand you're selling me something very gishmak. You're selling me something very appealing. And you're trying to get me to do an Avera. That's fine. But realize how beneath my dignity it is. Realize that I was created for a purpose that's so much greater than what it is you're trying to get me to do. And by me doing this Avera, I'm going to be giving up. I'm going to be walking away from so much upside that I potentially can accomplish in my lifetime. He says, imagine a melech, you ask him to sit and play in the... It doesn't pass. It makes no sense. And that was the tshuva. It says Rabbi Yanka Galinsky, Rabbi Chaim Shulevitz said the same thing. That the best way for a person to fend off the Yetzer Hara is not with a musa shmuz. You know, it's aser, it's this, that, we all know it's aser. We know everything is aser. Doesn't make it much easier. He says the point is that when a person internalizes that he's here for a greater purpose, he has a real tafkid. He can accomplish greatness. And by him doing this avera, he's walking away from all that greatness he's able to accomplish. He says at that point, any baal seichel, any rational person will recognize, he's going to realize, if somebody was created with a talent to do something very, very spectacular, and he sees his friends aren't doing it, right? You're 6'7", you could be some professional athlete, but my friends aren't professional athletes, I'm not going to be. It's obvious that this person was created for a different reason, potentially. He could go out, get himself a big contract, make a lot of money, and separate himself from his peers. That's what a yid is. And that's the Musa Shmuz that Yosef was trying to explain to Ishus Paitifar, that realized, I'm a 6'7" athlete. I'm not going to sit here and play in the mud with you. I'm going to go pursue a professional career. I'm a yid. My father was a Navi, my Zayda, my Elta Zayda. Hashem may come to me tonight, he told her. And maybe tonight he's going to want to be Megalali B'chaloyim. And what am I going to say? I can't. I just did this terrible Avera and I'm not going to be available. It makes no sense. We're not talking the same language. You have the wrong person. I heard from Moshe Weinberger this past Shabbos. He was talking about this idea. He said that Chazal say, we learned the Gemara together, Masechta Sanhedrin, we spoke about it twice in the raid. Ein Adam Oyla L'Gdula Elam Kein Nimchalei HaKol Avi Noisa. Fascinating idea. Ein Adam Oyla L'Gdula. And Poshet, the Gemara said in the context of Rab Zeira, who originally didn't want to get Smicha, and then finally he heard, Ein Adam Oyla L'Gdula, I want Smicha, I want to get Mechilas Havainas. He says, but people think that what does it mean, you're Oyla L'Gdula? You get a shteller, you become a this or that. True, it means that also. But he says, really, every person has the ability to be Oyla L'Gdula. He said it all from Daniel Mikelem. Every person has the ability to be Oyla L'Gdula. When a person realizes his own godless, he realizes his own potential, why he was created, what he's able to accomplish as being a member of Hashem's Kehillah, that in and of itself is a bechin of Oyla L'Gdula. When you recognize your own godless, your own self-worth, and when you do that, Hashem gives you a clean slate, he gives you the siyata d'shmaya that you need in order for you to be able to accomplish what it is. That's the tifkeit in Yosef telling Eishes, but t'mus d'yuknei, what does it mean he saw t'mus d'yuknei? So Pasha, you always think he saw the image of his father. Maybe he means that also. But it's much deeper than that. He realized from vanet ashtam. Right, the Rechaim HaKadosh says in the beginning of Parashas Kedoshim that we have a Messiah, that anytime a person is faced with a Nisayan of Arayas, he should look at t'mus d'yuknei shalav, his own father. Not Yaakov. His own father, and that's going to be a shmir. What does that mean? His own father's surah somehow is going to be a shmira that's going to protect him from doing an aver. Yeah, he's going to realize from vanet hashtam. That's the whole point. Remember who you come from. Remember who you are. It's just beneath your dignity. Forget asam mutter. It's not the point. The point is, it's so no shaykhis to you. If you can get it on that level, that's where it's all at. That's, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, why this is in this Mishnah right here. We're trying to talk to these Edim. We're trying to get them not to lie, not to kill an innocent man. So you know what we tell them? Realize the value of one person. This guy right here, who knows who he? Maybe he's Hevel. Maybe the whole world can come from him. And the unique cold Dmei Achicha Tzayak Meila, you need this on your plates. It's not real worth it. But then in the end, we tell them one more thing, in case nothing we told them worked. Remember also that Chayav Adam Loimar Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. Remember your own worth. And what are you doing to yourself by lying? And that's really the most powerful Musa Shmuz. When a person realizes who he himself is, Erech Atzmi, like Reb Chaim Shmulevitz refers to it, he realizes, Bishvili Nivra Olam, that's the real Yeshua.